take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Thursday, April 2nd, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just to finish up this story, United States Supreme Court hearing President Donald Trump's executive order revoking birthright citizenship. President Trump's executive order limiting birthright citizenship was signed within the first few days of being in office back on January 21st, 2025, last year. Justice Clarence Thomas, President George H.W. Bush appointee, appeared to be the most inclined to side with President Trump. Clarence Thomas question both sides about the debate of current day immigration. How has that changed compared to the way it was when the 14th Amendment was ratified? Well, after President Trump signed the executive order January 21st, 2025, lower courts have struck it down as being illegal and unconstitutional. It began the appellate court process all the way to the Supreme Court from January of last year. Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel put out a statement. President Trump's attempt to redefine birthright citizenship is a flagrant violation of the United States Constitution and is a deeply dishonest effort to erase one of the clearest and most fundamental principles in our country, said Nessel. Birthright citizenship is at the heart of our American story, and it is what makes our country a nation of opportunity and belonging. To suggest otherwise is not only wrong, but is an insult to the experiences of countless Michiganders whose lives reflect what it truly means to be an American, ended Nessel's statement. Decision is expected before June 30th when the Supreme Court's term ends. Okay, Dana, I got a very specific question for you. I want you to explain to me and our audience how somebody who is in this country illegally They don't have a work visa. They are not a child of a diplomat. They're not visiting from another country, a foreign country. A diplomat's wife gets pregnant and they give birth to a baby. They're here legally. But these other people aren't. Why do you believe the baby is automatically guaranteed citizenship when they shouldn't even be in this country? Justice Clarence Thomas is exactly right. The whole issue of this whole thing is how immigration has been expanded and allowed to happen illegally in this country. If you're here illegally and you end up, your wife or woman, a woman, gives birth to a baby, the baby shouldn't automatically be a citizen. That's what President Trump is saying. We'll see what the Supreme Court rules by June 30th.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Republican candidate for the upcoming May 5th special election to fill the 35th state Senate district seat, Republican Jason Tunney, hosted a roundtable discussion in Saginaw yesterday. Local public safety officers, officials described struggling to compete with the state of Michigan over the same pool of lawyers and prospective police officers. They express how their county budgets are unable to offer enticing benefits and even the same wages that the state of Michigan is able to offer their employees. For example, the governor's office touted last October how the state budget dedicated $31.1 million in raises for Michigan State Police troopers and sergeants. If evenly distributed among the Michigan State Police approximately 1,600 troopers and sergeants at the time, the pay boost would mean that they would get a $19,437 per person raise. Mike Gomez, Saginaw County's undersheriff, said, "It's kind of scary for us because all of our people watched or saw the supposed increases for the Michigan State Troopers. Now we're all waiting for it to see how many of our people are going to leave to chase that money to work for the Michigan State Police." According to reporting by the United States Census Bureau, from years 2020 through 2024, Saginaw County's median household income was $60,622. Gomez explained that some counties just can't compete with the raises that the state of Michigan is willing to offer their employees. He added that today's lack of defined benefit packages, whether it comes from a traditional employer or a state-sponsored pension plan, we really have handcuffed a lot of our agencies and our ability to compete for workers. Yesterday's public safety roundtable was hosted at the Horizons Conference Center in Saginaw. The event was promoted by Tunney's state Senate campaign and Mike Cox gubernatorial candidate's campaign. Cox, a Livonia Republican, served as Michigan's Attorney General from 2003 through 2010. Eaton County Prosecutor Doug Lloyd, who won the Republicans' endorsement for Attorney General last weekend, also attended the event. Well, in Saginaw, Gomez discussed how the Sheriff's Department offers to pay wages while a recruit is attending their law enforcement academy. But in exchange, they must sign a contract agreeing to pay back various amounts if they leave within the first 4 years of being a new sheriff deputy. However, Gomez revealed that his department has been sending recruits down to Mott Community College in Genesee County because the Michigan Works program reimburses them for their gas. This has worked out way better for us because I stopped hiring off the street. Although the state in back in 2023 started offering $20,000 for law enforcement agencies to cover a new recruit's academy tuition and training costs, as well as $4,000 additional dollars for salaries and benefits. Gomez says, well, we all know that that money eventually is going to dry up. And that's why we had to start finding a bigger bang for our buck. And that's why we send them down there. I would never deny my guys to take extra money out of their pockets, but we started recruiting for a jail and then bringing them in, cultivating them through the jail duty. Another undersheriff, Midland County Danielle Tier, said when he first applied in the county, 152 people applied for one position. He explained the problem is that when we hired, he entered a pension system that has now transitioned to a 401k plan. Because of how employees can move to new places and keep their 401k savings account intact. Unlike a pension plan that is directly linked to how long someone stays at their workplace, Kier said the department just hired two people from different agencies due to them having higher wages. It's become a revolving door. You might lose them to the next agency over because they have some type of permanent pension or they have better wages. I can't leave because I would lose my pension. If I went somewhere else after paying into it for 15 to 20 years, these guys take their stuff, the 401, and go and start over elsewhere. Tier said that in 2 to 4 years, his department stands to lose 8 officers to retirement. 3 of us are eligible to go right now, but we haven't. Thank goodness, because if they did go, we would not be able to replace them. When I went through the academy, there were 50 seats, and all 50 were filled. Now, we might be lucky to get 12 to 15. Finally, Bay County prosecutor Mike Kanuski described competing with the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission, the state body helping to pay for court-appointed defense attorneys. The commission oversees more than $200 million in grants on the current fiscal year budget, fiscal year 2026. Kanuski said while working directly for the MIDC as a staff attorney, his pay was on par with that of Bay County prosecutors. Nowadays, Kanuski said a recent law school graduate will see the MIDC system as pay is much better with much more flexible hours than the prosecutor's office. However, it provides the same benefit of working in the local county courthouse. Bay County prosecutor Kanuski said, we don't do this for the money, but it is nice to get paid for the work you're putting in. And when the other side's getting paid for not having to do that much work, you have to ask yourself, am I stupid? Should I go work less hours and be paid more money? When we come to court with discovery and we take a look at what's happening in the court systems, we have to ask ourselves, is this right? Is it fair? Well, back on March 16th, MERS News Service had Doug Lloyd discussing the Eaton County Prosecutor's Office struggling to compete with the Attorney General. He said his office has had lawyers leave, not because they didn't like working for Doug, but because they went up, their salary went up by a third or sometimes by half when they went to work for Dana Nessel. We simply don't have the money to compete with that. They were able to go over to the Attorney General's office, and some of them have even called me and said that they're now in positions where they're making more money than I am as an elected prosecutor. Money talks, especially if you live close to the Capitol. Lloyd also explained that last month, the MIDC attorneys was created by legislators to supposedly better fund defense attorneys. But yet all 83 county prosecutors are funded by their local commissioners of their county commissions. When you have that aspect that the counties can vary for what they pay for, and then you have the Attorney General's office offering more pay, it's a simple fact of life that your local county prosecutors are going to lose people to the Attorney General's office. That's not right, and we need to fix it. And again, Doug Lloyd is the Republican-endorsed candidate to be our next Attorney General. Sounds like he's going to make some reforms as far as what he pays staff attorneys in the Attorney General's office. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting. Kind of a little interesting side note, TMZ leaked some spring picture photos of congressmen over in Scotland. Very, very interesting. TMZ executive producer Harvey Levin said they've been covering politics for years, but have recently decided to increase their presence on Capitol Hill to show the intersection of politics with pop culture. Congress, the House of Representatives, left Washington for spring break amid the shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security. TMZ urged their listeners, audience, to submit photos of lawmakers while on vacation. People are outraged as much as we are to see Congress, both Dems and Republicans, betraying our country. People are not getting paid, but yet Congress is on spring break outside the United States. 30 members of Congress were photographed being in Scotland on the taxpayers' dime during the shutdown. John James, U.S. Congressman running for governor, he's also part of this Main Street caucus that is on the tour, but was not shown in the photograph. Other Republicans, as well as Democrats, on a castle tour in Edinburgh, Scotland. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. The Florida man that set fire to police vehicles and shot at Michigan State police troopers in Sault Ste. Marie in September of 2023 will spend at least 25 years in prison. James Attani was sentenced to 25 to 40 years for one act of terrorism and 25 to 40 years for assault with intent to murder Tuesday in Chippewa County Circuit Court. Attani also received a sentence of 5 to 10 years for third-degree arson. The sentences will run concurrently. A woman man that managed to wiggle out of the rear window of a police cruiser while handcuffed was recaptured Tuesday morning. The incident happened on Saturday in Muskegon Heights and was captured on a Facebook live stream by a local resident. Authorities later identified the 38-year-old woman as Kendra Aney, who has an outstanding parole violation warrant. Aney was eventually found